Spring is in the air, for the moment anyway, as we observe the first Friday in March, and we've got the added bonus of it being March 4th, a great day to March 4th on a First Friday Art Walk near you. We can't do the walk here on the radio, but we can do the talk, so we devote the next half hour to helping publicize arts events for the coming weeks here in our First Friday Arts segment. It's a party, and the only requirement for joining in is an arts event to talk about. Give us a call and tell our audience about it. The phone number here is 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. First in line is Jane from the Eureka Symphony. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. What you got?
We'd like to invite everybody to get out of the rain and come into the beautiful Arkley Center for the Performing Arts in Eureka. It's our New Century Greats concert of tonight and tomorrow night. And we're featuring pieces by Marquez, Conga del Fuego Nueva, Sibelius's Symphony No. 2, and to me the most exciting piece is a thing called Tango Suite with our guest harpist, Ana Maria Mendieta, who not only plays this extraordinary piece that's been arranged for her by several of the top tango composers, but she gets up from the harp and dances with a partner. I watched the dress rehearsal last night, and I was just absolutely amazed and delighted. So people can get tickets at the door, or they can go to our website, eurekasymphony.org, or they can call our ticket line, which is 707-845-3655. It's also a great weekend to come to Eureka because it's our Arts Alive Saturday night, and there's terrific restaurants around and nice places for people to stay. And so we're hoping everybody will, who's not doing something in your neighborhood, we'll come and do something in ours.
All right. So I can't believe the set of skills then. So, I mean, not only the idea of playing tango on the harp, but then the harpist gets up and dances as well.
Absolutely. And she's played for the Pope. She's played for politicians. She's played for the King of Spain. She's really just totally amazing. You can't realize it even when you're watching it. How is this possible?
And tell us the name of the harpist slash tango dancer again.
Her name is Ana Maria Mendieta, M-E-N-D-I-E-T-A. And you can Google her. She's got a website. She's just phenomenal.
Ana Maria Mendieta with the Eureka Symphony. That's tonight and tomorrow. And what time at the concert hall?
It's 8 p.m. And then at 7 p.m. we have a free musical notes lecture. I think Ana Maria is going to be part of that, too, with our concert master, Terry Bond, and our favorite local pianist, John Chernoff. They do that at 7 o'clock. And so you can learn a little bit more about the music that's going to be played by coming to that lecture.
Okay. Sounds like a lively week.
I met Ana Maria because she was the principal harpist and still is for the Sacramento Philharmonic. And that's a company that I ran for a number of years. And so it was just, for me, it's like old home week to have her here, too, although I have never seen her do this piece.
Yeah, it sounds like quite a treat. So tonight and tomorrow, and what time again?
8 o'clock at the Arkley Center on G Street in Eureka.
Okay, and then Arts Alive tomorrow night, of course, as well.
Right.
All right, Jane, thanks so much for joining us from the Eureka Symphony. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Enjoy your program.
Thanks. Take care. It is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and that should free up one phone line. Let's go to another one with Scott from a group called Second Wind. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment.
Thank you. I'm calling on behalf of Second Wind. It's a local vocal quartet, and we're presenting a benefit concert for Options for Homeless Residents of Ashland on Saturday, March 12th at 8 o'clock at the First Congregational Church on Siskiyou Boulevard in Ashland. The concert is called Hard Times Come Again No More. It features our quartet, also Daniel Sperry, cellist, who was recently a guest on this program.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soprano Jeffrey Lynn Carrington, a local vocal duo, Lisa Spencer and Karen Wendland, Donna Swanson on piano, Elizabeth Holland on flute, and Shirley Patton will be our MC, also well known, I think, to listeners of this program.
Indeed. She's the voice of As It Was at the very end of every Jefferson Exchange. What kind of stuff do you do with the quartet?
Well, it's kind of a varied program. We do a lot of harmonies that have kind of an early American flavor. Hard Times Come Again No More is the title of the concert, obviously a Stephen Foster melody. But we're also doing some popular music of the present, some folk music. Daniel Sperry will be doing his original compositions. Lisa and Karen are doing popular folk songs. The common theme is their songs of longing and hopefulness, which we think is kind of appropriate for a benefit for options for homeless residents of Ashland.
Indeed. And so this is Saturday, March 12th at the First Congregational Church in Ashland. At what time?
At 8 o'clock. And we're asking people to make a donation of $20 at the door, but that's really at the person's discretion. And it's all going to benefit this very worthy organization.
Okay, Second Wind and much more at the First Congregational Church in Ashland, Saturday, March 12th. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Teresa. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. How about you?
Great. I'm doing great. I'm just getting over the flu. So Shepherd's Dream on 629 A Street here in Ashland is, again, featuring Peggy Smith's Dream exhibition for the second month. It runs through the end of March, and it's the most important work that she's done. I don't know if you know this, but she painted almost all of the work that's in Shepherd's Dream right now, which is very, very cool. That's her MO.
Wow, so she pretty much got the whole gallery filled up.
Oh, absolutely. Shepherd's Dream is actually a wool bedding store, but we have great walls, and we're very excited about what we're doing. We're one of the newest members of the Ashland Gallery Association. So we are very excited about what we're doing. It's 5 to 8, and we welcome everyone in.
5 to 8 as part of First Friday Art Walk?
Absolutely. And we're also open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. So you can see the work on those hours as well.
At 629 A Street in Ashland, you say?
Yes, just south of 5th, right next door to the Jiggy Gallery.
Okay, great. Thanks for the call, Teresa. Good to hear from you.
Thank you on behalf of Shepherd's Dream for doing this for us.
Okay, feel better. This is Bruce at the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hi, Jeffrey. Good morning. I'd like to announce the Sunday performance of the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band at SOU Recital Hall at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For tickets, I expect you can get them at the door. So just show up to the recital hall before 3 o'clock to get tickets for that. On the program is the most notable program piece on the program is the Lord of the Rings Symphony by Johann de Mai. It's an exquisite piece based on the books. The Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Predate the movies, I understand.
The movies, of course, were later, but this music was based on the books. Mm-hmm. So this is written back in the mid-80s, actually. And it's just beautiful. Movements include Gandalf and Lothlorien and the Hobbits and the journey in the dark down under Mount Doom, it's so evocative of Tolkien's work, and such a beautiful work for band. We don't often get I play trumpet in the band, and we don't often get the opportunity to just play such really symphonic type music, and it's just beautiful. A beautiful collection of music there. We open the program with Mars from the Planets
By Holst, yeah.
Gustav Holst, mm-hmm. yes. So that'll be great. And then in between, the second piece on the program is Mahler. We're doing one movement from his Symphony Number 3. Very beautiful, again, very beautiful. So this is the sense, I guess you could say, this whole program is a very symphonic kind of presentation. Just a really great opportunity to hear this kind of music from a symphonic band, and our music director is Dan Kasurik, who is new to the area. He's a fantastic trumpet player. He's also a really fine conductor and leader. And he put this program together, and I think it'll just be very enjoyable for everyone who wants to come. I did want to mention one thing. Actually, the first person who called about the Eureka Symphony, Anna Maria Mendieta, I went to school with her.
Did you really?
So I'm just thinking what a small world it is, and I've actually played with her as well.
That's great.
She's not only a great harpist, but she's just a really sweet, wonderful person. So
and a tango dancer, too.
Everybody to get out and hear her ever play. So you can catch symphony, but if you're in the Rogue Valley, you know, you can make it to our Rogue Valley Symphonic Band concert on Sunday at the SOU Recital Hall.
At 3 p.m. Okay.
At 3 p.m.
Great. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Good to hear from you. Thanks for that. And let's go to Rebecca at the Ashland Arts Center. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi there, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi. So, yes, I'm very excited. We're launching a series of panel discussions about important matters in art, and the panels are under the banner of Art Matters. The first panel is going to happen in the Ashland Arts Center in the classroom on Thursday, March 17th. It's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's free to the public, and it will include refreshments.
It better on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Absolutely, yes. So you can stop there after work and then go out and party afterwards.
Okay, so that's Thursday, March 17th at the Ashland Art Center.
Right, which is at 357 East Main. And the first panel is called Artists Who Make a Living with Their Art. And this does not include teaching or, you know, doing workshops or anything like that. These are actual artists who make a substantial living, like a living that they could support themselves with their art. And I'm going to be moderating it, and we're going to have the panelists present, and then it'll be open to questions from the audience, and of course I'll have some questions. Those artists are Mindy Carpenter, who launched Carpe Diem cards, and when she prints out her cards, she prints out editions of 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of cards.
Yeah, so she has a lot of business around her art, and her cards are just lovely. They're very, very whimsical and fun, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second artist is the amazing artist Kevin Christman, who is such a hard worker, and he has been working on the chapel at St. Mary's School for years. He's done the stained glass windows. He's doing bronze reliefs. It's just phenomenal what he does with his art, and he's also an amazing painter. He's shown in Italy. He was like second prize in the world for his sculpture competition in Italy. And to hear what he has to say, he's very excited about sharing his passion about making a living as an artist.
Mm-hmm. So Mindy Carpenter, Kevin Christman, who else on the panel?
Okay, Gabriel Lipper is the third one, and he graduated from the atelier that was here for a while, the Ashland Art Academy. He is an amazing draftsman, painter. He does the programs for the Ashland Independent Film Festival. He is an amazing portrait artist. I personally think his talent is really global.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy can paint and draw amazingly, and he has managed to have collectors show, you know, throughout the country and make a living. And then the fourth one is Liz Shepherd, and she has been making a living as an artist since she was in her teens. And she ships her work all over the world. She does calligraphy, prints, brush painting, very, very lovely, sensitive work. So I can't wait to hear what they have to say.
All right, sounds like fun. So the discussion series is called Art Matters. This one is called Artists Who Make a Living Through Art, and we got Mindy Carpenter, Kevin Christman, Gabriel Lipper, and Liz Shepherd on March 17th.
At 5:30 to 7, and we hope you can make it.
Okay, thanks for the call, Rebecca. Good to hear you on First Friday. This is Steve from North Medford High School. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello, good morning. I'm one of the band directors at North Medford, and we are sponsoring a concert by the U.S. Army Jazz Ambassadors from Washington, D.C.
We actually have a clip of them, which you guys sent ahead, which is great. So let's actually hear a little bit of the Jazz Ambassadors before we go much further.
Great, thank you.
I don't normally associate saxophones with the U.S. Army, but this sounds like a good thing, Steve. Tell us about the Jazz Ambassadors.
Oh, absolutely. They're one of the top jazz bands in the world, and they're a full big band jazz band, you know, saxophones, trombones, trumpets, rhythm section. And they're going to be performing on Saturday, March 26th at 7 o'clock in the Central Medford High School Auditorium. And a lot of people may know that as the Old South Medford. It's at 815 South Oakdale Avenue in Medford. And they'll be playing all kinds of styles of music, everything from swing to Dixieland, patriotic, Latin jazz. They have an outstanding vocalist who will be singing some jazz standards. And it's really a rare treat for those of us over here on the left coast to hear a live military band of this caliber. And tickets are going to go really fast. Tickets are free, but they can be obtained by visiting the Medford Mail Tribune at 111 North 1st Street in Medford. Or you can visit the armyfieldband.com/schedule. And you'll have to click around a little bit to find the performance in Medford, but it's pretty simple. And you can reserve or even print out 4 tickets from that website.
Okay,
ticket holders will have to be. Excuse me. Go ahead.
I was going to say I don't want people to get confused. And you're from North Medford High School, but this is going to be at Central Medford High School.
That is correct.
On March 26th. And again, tickets free though, but that's fun. Mail Tribune or go to the website.
That's right. Armyfieldband.com/schedule. You have to have a ticket if you want a good seat. The ticket holders will have to be seated by 6:45, and then we release any empty seats after that.
Okay, sounds like a contest, or sounds like a concert, March 26th.
Absolutely.
All right, at Central Medford High School. Thank you so much for calling, Steve.
Great, thank you. Have a good day.
Right, take it easy. Let's go to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure.
So we have a lot of things going on this month. Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash, is still playing all the way through April 17th. So don't miss that. But we also have a lot of one-night-only shows. Our cabaret acts are coming in this month. Starting on this coming Wednesday, which is March 9th, we have the local duo, the Brothers Reed, and they will be at 8 o'clock on March 9th. And then on March 16th, we're bringing in Kristen Tower Rolls. She's actually Catherine Grayson's granddaughter, and she lives in Los Angeles. She has a cabaret where she talks about her grandmother's career at MGM. Her grandmother was the lead in the movies like Kiss Me, Kate, and things like that. She has a star on the Walk of Fame. So Kristen does a show about her grandmother's career and how it has affected her life, and it's a beautiful show. And then on March 30th, which is also a Wednesday night for our One Night Only series, we have a two-woman cabaret coming in from Eugene, actually, directed by Richard Jessup, called What is a Woman? And again, a lot of beautiful, well-known songs in that show as well. So you can get tickets for Ring of Fire or any of our one-night cabarets at our box office, which is 541-488-2902, or at our website at OregonCabaret.com.
Good to hear of Richard Jessup doing some work in the Rogue Valley again. He's been missed.
Yes, yes. We're glad he's coming back for a little bit.
Okay, so cabarets on the 9th, the 16th, and the 30th at the Oregon Cabaret Theater.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Valerie. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Cheryl at Ashland Artworks. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Well, thank you very much. It's fun to be on.
Well, good. What's going on at the Ashland Artworks?
Well, we have some fun things to invite people to come both to First Friday and throughout the week, too. During the month of January, we were closed, and we would love to have people come by and stroll on our new hardwood floor that's been laid in the front gallery. It's just gorgeous.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and then I'd also like to remind folks that Ashland Artworks is one of the galleries that supports the emerging young artists from Ashland High School. So for the month of March, they can come and see the work of two young women that are quite fine. Plus, coming down to the gallery, we're featuring the 14 local artists that make up our cooperative, and we'd love to have them visit at 291 Oak Street. And to remind folks, we're open on Wednesday and Sunday from 11 to 3, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 5.
Okay, that's Ashland Artworks. Thanks so much, Cheryl.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Sure, take care. Here is Steve. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Steve, you there?
Yes.
Okay, what you got going?
Okay, Steve Lewis here from New Zone Gallery, Eugene, Oregon, located at 164 West Broadway. We are having an opening reception for our Zone for All. This is a large, non-juried art event. We have it once a year. It is our biggest show. We have over 300 pieces of art, all kinds of art. It's just a lot of art. It's a our biggest show we've ever had there. Speaking of floors, we have unveiled our floor in the original Farmers Market building in Eugene, and there we uncovered a 32-foot brick circular pattern. So come out and see that, too. The Art Walk starts tonight at 5:30. We'll have music by Sonic Pilgrim. We'll have beer supplied by Nankasi, pizza by Sizzle Pie. Gosh, a lot of people will be there. We are the first stop on the Art Walk. Like I said, it starts at 5:30. A couple of events coming up. We are starting our live drawing sessions on every Wednesday starting April 6th. And a fundraiser on April 22nd, 24th, our yard sale, which is a big yard art sale.
Okay, name of the gallery again?
New Zone Gallery, located at 164 West Broadway in downtown Eugene.
Great, thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate that. Final call, about 90 seconds, goes to Eric at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Welcome to First Friday Arts.
Good morning. At the Criterion last night, we opened our teen musical theater production of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying to a standing ovation. That show plays for two more days, tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And then in the rest of March, we have some big nationally known shows coming through. Next week, we have Ragtime the Musical and Barrage, which is a violin, fiddle, cello, kind of genre-bending musical show. And then later this month, Drum Tao comes with the Japanese taiko drums that should blow the roof off the Criterion. Details at criterion.org.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for that, Eric. Good to hear from the folks at the Criterion, as always. We had an email here from Daniel who says the Rutendo Marimba Band and the Maravel Road Street Band will present a high-energy concert tonight from 7 to 9 at the Unitarian Church in Ashland. $10 children free. Happy, happy music. Great to dance along with. So we managed to get 11 different events into First Friday again. I'm really pleased that we're getting so much response to First Friday. Keep the calls and the emails coming. We'll do First Friday again in early April. Right now, we'll take a short break and come back with Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac. Then we'll talk about Tiny Desk Concert contestants.